This is Robert Merlanchi of the Mindshare Learning Report. I'm here at the Teaching and Learning in the 21st Century workshop hosted by the Ontario Teachers Federation. And I have the good fortune of having a Mindshare Learning moment with Rhonda Kimberly Young, the Secretary Treasurer. Thank you for joining me this afternoon, Rhonda.
Absolutely, my pleasure.
Well, I learned about this through one of my colleagues in the education field in Ontario, and I popped in, and wow, what an amazing afternoon it's been with Will Richardson here taking them through a workshop on 21st century skills. What was the impetus for this event?
Well, really, this is a sort of a culminating conference based on a series of conferences we've offered in the past few years. We were fortunate enough to get some funding from the Ministry of Education some years ago, and we have developed a professional learning program for teachers that we've been delivering for the past 3 years. And in this particular circumstance, what we've really tried to do is blend critical thinking with incorporating 21st century technologies. So we're very fortunate to have Will Richardson here, who is sort of at the forefront of the technology field and integrating it effectively into from kindergarten right through to the end of high school, along with Garfield Ginny Newman, who's really an expert in critical thinking. And so we're really looking, it's an inquiry-based approach, helping teachers improve their comfort level in terms of using technologies effectively with the students in their classes. It's not about the technology, it's about how the technology can improve learning. And so that's why we're taking a really integrated approach. And the really key thing here is the 160 teachers plus who are developing networks, supporting one another, helping one another, and really it's kind of like a snowball running down a hill in the sense that their capacity is increasing exponentially, and certainly the interest and the energy and the drive is there. So we're looking at how really do teachers best use these technologies and how do they assist one another, and where is learning going next?
Fantastic. Now, I was intrigued by Will Richardson's reference to Twitter, and he's been utilizing that tool, and about three-quarters said they weren't on it. I think by the end of this, all 150 or so teachers will be utilizing that as a professional learning vehicle, among other tools, Web 2.0 tools.
Yeah, teachers use different tools. A lot of the teachers who are here already have a pretty keen interest in incorporating technology or are already doing it to a fairly significant level. So when we arrive at a conference like this, a perfect example of that is when we had online registration and put the word out through Twitter that registration was going to open. This conference filled in about an hour. We have a waiting list that exceeds the number of people here now. So these teachers are already very tuned in a sense.
Right.
And they're using different types of technology for different purposes, Twitter being one. But I think we're looking at such a broad range of things that are possible for
Wikis
teachers.
And so on.
Absolutely.
Google Docs
and all kinds of exciting ways for students to do things that that really engage them.
Fantastic. So what's next? How do you engage your other membership and share some of those best practices? It's not all about technology, but it's leveraging it to enhance learning in the classroom.
That's absolutely what it's about, and I think it works best when teachers are working with other teachers and choosing the things that they think really best fit with their particular curriculum or program or grade or level and so on with students. They also face a lot of challenges in doing this, and training and education is certainly a part of that. The new tools are so comprehensive and can seem fairly overwhelming, so the time it takes to learn the tools themselves, to make sure they're using them effectively and fitting them in appropriately with their pedagogy, is a challenge. Having access to the hardware, the bandwidth, and all those sorts of things within their schools can be a challenge as well. So it's not easy. It's not an overnight sort of transition, but clearly we do live in a wired world, and to find ways to help teachers really incorporate the technology, not just for technology's sake, but to provide new, different, and sometimes better tools for learning is really what this conference is about.
Well, congratulations. I commend you on a successful event, and hopefully we'll see you again sometime soon. That was Rhonda Kimberly Young, Secretary Treasurer of the Ontario Teachers Federation. My name is Robert Merlanchi, and until next time, keep the learning curve steep.
That was great.
Yeah, thank you so much. it's great to see the ministry stepping up and